The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
What is going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 597. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Get him, then shred him.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
Richard Bailey Jr.
What's up, everybody?
And Brian Mangioma.
What up, what up?
All right, guys, we have returned for another one, another Throwdown episode. And I'll just say up front, this is kind of a boring week in gaming. I was looking through the stories, I'm like, really? There's nothing here? We got some stuff to talk about, obviously, but it's like, you know.
What do you talk about? Wolverine, the greatest game ever created,
yeah.
Showed some footage.
Yeah, well, to quote Rich, we'll talk about that. But yeah, we got some good stuff for you guys. Let's take it off here. With Grand Theft Auto 6. So it has been revealed to no one's surprise that 89% of GTA pre-orders are for the $100 version.
I laugh at a digital pre-order.
Yes.
What is there to pre-order? You're not ordering anything.
And it's not even that. That's a part of it. What's going to run out? All right? You could wait until a day after launch, 2 days, 3 weeks, 5 months, there's the stock to run out of. So why are you pre-ordering?
I could see pre-ordering game.
Yeah.
But I mean, other than the fact that like the carrot on a stick is you could play it maybe a little bit early, but didn't even say anything about
no,
that.
No, they didn't.
So
yeah, I got,
what's the pre-order? Preload?
Yeah. I got two things.
Uh-oh.
The first one is the one that you just mentioned, Manny. Like, you could probably preload the game a couple of days before. So yeah. if your internet is shiesty, you'll have plenty of time to download the game before the game actually launches. And number two, I don't know, maybe I'm overestimating, but most people, like Tony mentioned, bought it at $100. $100 is a lot of money. And maybe people just want to, maybe they have the funds now and are like, oh, okay, let me spend the $100 now. And I don't have to spend them later because I have it right now. So I won't spend it on some drugs or whatever in the future. I'll waste it on GTA now. And I think that's the only other one. But mostly it's just people that are excited for the game. That's
Yo, Carlos, I was just thinking, maybe they think this shit is like RAM. Yo, the prices may go up. I better buy now.
You're going to run out of digital copies.
Yo, buy it now. It's going to be $120. Oh, man.
Man.
Oh, I need to buy the $100 version because the other one is missing.
Oh man,
was it cosmetics it was missing.
Yeah, so yeah, cosmetics, shops, a bunch of shit. They did that on purpose. The real game is $100. Let's just be honest here, you know. So this is interesting. So basically, the firm that tracked this is called Sensor Tower. So this is what they said. The firm says that typical range for premium game editions is 10 to 20%. And the GTA 6 split is something they've never seen before. Yeah, because I know it's called the quote unquote Ultimate Edition. It's called the real edition. You know, this is not really an ultimate version. If we think about it, it's the full version of the game, not the gimped one.
I will say this. Most... a lot of the way the store is designed is it will push you toward the more expensive.
Yep.
You literally have to do a drop down menu in order to put whatever version is. How much do you want to bet that the one that's up front, the one that's up front and center, is the more expensive? Because they want you to buy that.
And if that's the case, which pretty sure it is, right? What does that tell you about gamers? They go there, they see $100, they don't give a fuck. Buy it now. You know,
it's Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, that's it. So
that's their excuse of why games can go up. They can charge that much for it. Oh, it's just optional.
Yeah. And by the way, this 90% is the case for both Xbox and PlayStation. They bought the $100 Tony. Version. What up?
So 90% of gamers bought the game at $100.
Yeah.
So that means that all games should be $100.
Right? That's right? That's the takeaway, so, people.
That's the takeaway.
Yep.
There we go.
That's the takeaway.
It's settled.
Again, like, and then also, like, again, like, all of this stuff, right? You also don't need to play the one. It'll still be there.
They're not saying that.
It's that FOMO shit that's getting in the way with a lot of this stuff. It's like, you know, okay, times are tough. You can wait until that Grand Theft Auto game is all a price at your price rate.
Not affecting these guys.
Yeah. Run out of it. Run out of digital codes.
And remember, earlier this week, the Take-Two CEO said, yeah, most of the people are buying the $100 version of it. And some people were saying that he was lying, even though it's like, you can't really lie about that. Now this is independent data proving that, you know?
Well, again, he wouldn't lie about something he's making a shitload of money on.
Exactly.
He will downplay something that he isn't making, you know, the other way around.
Yeah.
It's positive information. So he's going to say that.
But yeah, regardless, like 90% premium share, something no one's ever seen before, you know, which is wild stuff. But again, there are circumstances. They're like I said, that's the real version of the game. You know, it's crazy, man. And then obviously, you know, this made me think about the, you know, the no diss, no buy crew. It's like, okay, even if all those guys didn't buy into this, right? The larger majority of people did.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
It's within the greater zeitgeist. It's like it's Call of Duty. It's any one of the sports games. Well, you know, the Madden games.
Yeah.
You know, or FIFA. It's in the greater zeitgeist. People don't question shit. They just accept.
Yeah. So my point is, like, it seems to me like that battle of theirs is a losing cause when you could be doing everything right on your end. Your group is very passionate. But when you have the majority of people not giving a fuck, what are you really fighting for? You know, it's kind of like sad in a way if you think about it, you know?
No, I don't think it's sad because, again, you're putting your money where you're is the whole point to try to convince a bunch of other people?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think
that's what it seems like to them. Yeah.
You do what you think is right. And if it means not supporting these things, I see same thing with the Wolverines. You know, if you really did care about, you know, remember how you said the stuff with Spider-Man? Why are you going to see a Sony's film?
Yeah,
you're still supporting them. It's the same.
How so?
Well, again, like you don't like Sony's practices. Sony makes the decision. You don't buy it.
Yeah.
Don't give them anything.
But how does that relate to? But if you don't like Sony's decision, why did you go see the Spider-Man movie if you're one of those guys?
But the thing is that they don't see the difference, but they see it as they don't, it doesn't go across the board. In other words, they'll be like, I'm only not doing this. Well, shouldn't you, if you don't like this company, you should be across the board. You should just say no to all of it.
Yeah. No, I agree. But that's, again, I'm not mixing.
But getting the greater zeitgeist to go.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
If the greater zeitgeist could see that sort of, that's the thing. It's like, do they conflate any of that or do they not see it as a problem? That's the bigger thing. Like, only time anybody realizes any of that sort of stuff is a problem is when it actually directly affects them. If the guy down, you know, the guy saying on the street, you know, hey, why do you, you know, like thinking about They Live, right?
Yeah.
You see the old guy literally telling you how the world works. Right.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's just some crazy old guy. And then it happens to you. I'm like, holy shit, that dude was right.
Yeah.
Right. So it's the same sort of situation. It's like when it hits, when it affects them, that's when we'll start to, that's when it starts to get further. But if it's not affecting anybody, that's why it came. And again, not even, it's so bad. It's so bad that nobody questioned $100 for something that doesn't fucking exist.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's not like you're buying, like, at that point, that's like, that's an electronic at that point.
Yeah, pretty much. Again, something that will not run out.
Well,
go ahead, Chris.
Think about it this way. Rockstar has had over a decade to cultivate this audience and get them used to, you know, doing this, like basically just throwing money into the void. I got two words for you: shark cards. Mm-hmm. This is what they cultivated. You literally get a culture buying in-game money, right? With real money.
Yep.
And they're charging like almost like I think shark cards went anywhere from like $30 to $100, right? And that's just for in-game currency.
Yeah, this is insane. Real.
So so you cultivate that kind of for like, you know, FOMO or whatever, and they build that. All there's people constantly, like, that's a main source of revenue is shark card purchases. So they present you with a game that is the price of the high tier shark card. Like, here, you're getting the whole game for this. They think it's a deal. We think it's insane. But you know that it's two different framings here. And unfortunately, they have cultivated millions of gamers of, you know, who have grown up with the game, who would gladly throw $100 for a brand new GTA.
Yeah. So it's interesting stuff. Go ahead.
No, I mean, that's it all right there. Here's the thing. They better make fucking sure that this game is actually good.
Yeah, imagine
Holy
that.
Holy shit, man. Man, if any portion of this game is garbage, people are going to fucking, destroy shit.
Yeah.
Say, like, I spent $100 on this goddamn game. Oh.
Yeah.
Man, that's exactly why they'll never admit that it's not any good.
That I was just about to say that.
Do you think... So. Here's the thing.
Let Rich get here real quick.
Okay.
Oh no, just a quick comment to make. So Carlos made the comment earlier that a new precipice has been set, that we should spend $100 on games. So let me add to what Carlos says. They want us to spend $100 on games with no gameplay whatsoever shown ahead of time.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. They've sold this game on the name alone.
Oh, just wait. Mm-hmm. No, get your Netflix subscription back, and maybe you'll see the gameplay.
Yeah, we're gonna get to that in a bit but to follow up on what Brett said, that's exactly what I was gonna say, bro. Like, they're going to justify that shit. If this game is bad, they're going to rationalize the fuck out of it. No, it's fine. That's fine. You know, excuses out the ass because they paid a lot of money for this shit, you know?
I'm already seeing it even before they're paying the money for it.
Oh, God. What are they? Hold on. First of all, what are they defending? There's nothing out there.
Okay. I'll take that bait. They're defending fucking Rockstar. I mean, here's the thing.
The legacy?
It's not even. It's the fucking game. We haven't had any good Grand Theft Auto game in over 5 years. The last 5 years of releases have been utter and complete garbage, and people are automatically assuming that just because it has the word Grand Theft Auto on the fucking title, that they're somehow going to undo 5 years of not being able to find their dick in the dark.
Wait, what do you mean 5 years, Brett? It's been a longer time than that.
Grand Theft Auto Online for the last 5 years has been toothless fucking garbage.
No, okay, I'm talking about GTA,
the fucking, like, The every fucking update and DLC or whatever, the new fucking missions, the new fucking characters, and the new fucking groups, like the ridiculous, like the fucking ridiculous neckbeard fucking tribe that was one of, like, I don't know how much you guys played the last 5 years of GTA Online, but it's all been fucking garbage. Oh, and I'm talking about, like, just absolute Poe's Law fucking garbage. Like, there's a one guy, like, runs into all of his other neckbeard asshole and screams Metasaurus Rex, because that's the fucking joke. They're not making fun of anybody. They're just being cringy, and that's the fucking joke, talking about how anybody can be anything they want fucking here. The old GTA is fucking dead. We've getting woke, mindless, toothless, woke fucking drivel for the past 5 fucking years, and nobody wants to recognize that because they are so goddamn desperate for another Grand Theft Auto game, they're willing to overlook the last 5 years of fucking proof and hope back to their memberberry days that this is somehow going to pull shit out of the clutch. And I'm telling you, it's fucking not. It's just not. I have not seen Rockstar be fucking Rockstar in over 5 years, and I do not know where everybody is getting off with the idea that suddenly good old Rockstar is coming back when they haven't been able to perform for the last half a decade.
Yeah,
so, no, like, I already see people bending over backwards to be like, oh, no, this is going to be good. Based on what? Your want for it to be good? Because that's all I'm seeing.
Yeah, no, you're right. That's a good point. But yeah, no, it's already happening, people. $100, you know? Hold on, real quick. Also, by the way, Fergus Mills asked who wanted the panel pre-ordered.
Pre-ordered what?
Yeah,
I totally did.
Yeah, right. Brett, you know, Brett did. Actually, I'm looking at Carlos. You know, what's up, Carlos?
No, I haven't. I haven't. But I will say this: I guarantee, Brett. I guarantee you, most of the people that played Grand Theft Auto played it before the last, or before the last 5 years.
I think that's I think that's part of the problem. I'm included in that. If I didn't actually take the time to look into it, I would be the same because I haven't thought about Grand Theft Auto in since we all played a bunch of heists and even then, if we all kind of rewind our minds backwards, what was the last one we played? The heist one where they drove everybody out to the fucking island and it was just this weird Nepo idiot baby storyline that even that thing was fucking toothless.
I think we streamed that.
Yeah, we did. That was 5 years ago almost, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even then, where was the satire in that expansion?
There was none. It was just do crazy shit.
Yeah, it was just do crazy shit. And oh my God, it's GTA has turned to the video game equivalent of a girl that's quote, just so random.
All I remember about that is seeing Chris's submarine. That's all I remember, and the fucking island shit.
Yeah, there's cool stuff in there, but the thing that we all think of what GTA used to be, the good biting satire.
It's from 10 years ago. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're 100% right about that. And that is enough to get people to go, fuck it, $100.
By the way, Tony,
yeah.
2017 was when we'd
streamed. Wait, hold on. Because didn't we play the PS5 version too?
I don't remember.
I thought we did.
The heist.
Yeah, maybe we didn't stream that because I remember playing it on PS5 and we're like, hey, this game doesn't look as good as I remember, even with the patches and shit. I think I do remember playing it during the pandemic with you guys, because that's where we saw Chris's submarine. But again, even that's still fucking 5 years ago, to Brett's point.
I thought it was on PS4, seriously.
But yeah.
Anyway.
It's crazy, man. Watering yourself down to keep the machine running. Oh, that's an interesting take.
Well, I mean, the thing about it is that, if you have the corner, the industry, right? Does it really, do you really see the deprove anything?
No.
You can just throw some shit out there, and as long as it, as long as it hits certain things, it can kind of get across. We've seen people have been complaining about the Madden games and the FIFA games as far as the main gameplay for years. Adam will don't get Adam started on fucking FIFA.
The food,
you know,
I got shadow banned.
Oh yeah, right, yeah.
Even he is stuck in the fucking machine where he's playing what was it, virtual trading cards, which is not even the fucking game.
Oh man. And then to the other point, and this is unconfirmed yet, so take it with a grain of salt, that apparently, how we talked about this last week, how GTA is going to premiere on Netflix 6 hours before YouTube. Apparently it's 3 episodes total. And if you put them all together, it's 1 hour and 1 minute of footage, So we'll see if that's the case. Now it actually makes sense why Netflix rolled up to Rockstar's offices with the Brinks truck. Now I get it, they have 3 weeks worth of content. What happened, Brett?
Who said this? I heard from Netflix directly that it was 20 minutes.
No, the first episode.
I mean, I heard that the thing that they're dropping 6 hours early is 20 minutes of.
Yeah. New, I don't think you understood what I just said, so I'll repeat it.
It's in 3 episodes.
Yeah. And again, that's what the report says. There's 3 episodes. And the first one that you're talking about is probably the 20 minute one. I can actually pull it up with what I saw. But it's 20 minutes and 30 minutes, another 20 minutes, some shit like that, But again, take it with a grain of salt.
Oh, we haven't gotten to that topic yet, have we?
What happened?
To the Netflix thing?
What?
On it now? Are we on the Netflix topic now?
No, we're talking about the add-on to it.
Oh.
Because the rumor is right now that apparently it's going to be 3 episodes, not just one. Go ahead, Brett.
And again, who's that coming from?
It's a report. That's why I said take it with a grain of salt. That's what I'm saying. Take it with a grain of salt.
I'm going to stop it. I'm going to rewind this. I hear that somebody has reported it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what I know is I have seen direct screenshots with Netflix customer service saying that it will be 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I am asking you if the thing that you've heard has substantiation with proof and screenshots, or if it's just something some asshole on Reddit said.
It could have been some asshole. Like I said, take it with a grain of salt. You know, but I'm saying...
But I don't know what a grain of salt is.
What happened, Brett?
I don't know how big of a grain of salt.
Yeah, take a big one if you want. But I don't see how what you're saying negates that, because it could just be the first episode is 20 minutes, right? We don't know.
Maybe.
According to the Netflix people, and this was one thing that they said it will be substantial.
Yeah.
And then they said
that's why it makes sense to me that it's three episodes, not just one.
Yeah. So, you know, he sort of said it would be something that you would expect from a Netflix customer, you know, as if you were watching a show.
Yeah. Again, take it with green, but that makes more sense to me than just having one episode. That never made any sense to me, you know? Yeah,
why would you need multiple episodes?
To hook motherfuckers into subscriptions. That's why.
It's because fucking...
to hook motherfuckers.
It's because fucking Netflix doesn't have anything. And people, they're literally shedding subscribers. They don't have the Stranger Things, The Witcher, all of the stuff that were their draws don't exist. Not even the World Wrestling Federation or the WWE that's on there. It's not pulling the people that they, you know, pulling more subscribers. So... what do? You fucking call up the biggest game out on the street and you say, hey, listen, we'll pay you to have an exclusive.
Yeah, it's such a cynical ploy, you know?
Yeah. And then, once they got these people in, you know, if you remember, Netflix has a notoriously annoying system on how to fucking, get rid of their subscription. Also, not to mention, some people just get it and then forget it. And then there you go. They're getting free money.
Mm-hmm. That's all this is, man. Go ahead, Rich.
I just want to make a comment and say I think it's hilarious how the WB merger has come full circle, because you know Netflix was in the running to try to get that with Paramount, and they didn't get it. So like Manny said, now they are scrambling to try to get content on Netflix. So this is what it is. Oh,
here it is, Tony.
Yeah.
It was a recent Portuguese Netflix menu leak.
Yeah.
So it was But again, I don't put stock in that.
No. Again, that's what I'm saying. Take it with a grain of salt. You know, I'm just saying, like, that sounds like it could be the first episode as well. You know,
hold up.
Wait a minute. You know, but again, that's why you make the disclaimer. We'll, you know, take it with a grain of salt. You know.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. But
I think it's different. Sorry, man. Like, I feel like it's different, like, being like, hey, this was something that was leaked by an industry insider versus, hey, this is something somebody saw on a Portuguese Netflix menu, like, which very well could be a stand-in kind of thing. They also had another thing that showed a timer of 30 minutes and 6 seconds, which is also a stand-in thing. Yeah. So just, you know, to put probabilities and context to some of these things, that's where everything lies. So the three nuggets that we have are, one, a placeholder that says 30 minutes, two, a Portuguese Netflix menu that says three episodes, and three, Netflix customer service, which has said 20 minutes. None of those mean anything, but those are the three sources. I just feel like that's important.
Yeah, for sure. You know, but in my mind, none of those negate each other either. You know what I mean? Like, they all sound like a piece of the same puzzle, if you think about it.
No, that makes no sense. If they say it is a total runtime of 20 minutes and has three episodes, where are you getting...
Oh, no, I never... again, they said the total is an hour. That's what the report is saying. No,
Netflix said the total is 20 minutes.
I know, Brett, but I'm telling you, this is what the report is saying, man. That's what I'm telling
it's
you.
It's not a report.
Okay.
That's what I'm telling you.
Okay, fair enough. But I'm telling you about the fucking report. Okay, I'm not saying the report is factual. I'm not saying that. So if that's what you think I'm doing, or maybe you just want to fight for whatever reason, I'm not stating this as a fact. I am not stating this as a fact.
With your definitions, all three of these are reports, or none of them are reports.
You call it whatever fuck you want. I'm telling you what I just read. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck are we arguing about for. You know, I'm just telling you what the fucking shit said. We report on shit all the goddamn time. You know.
Bro, you know the difference between a rumor and a report.
Yeah, they're both the fucking same. That means it's not official, you know? They both lie in their... Like, I know the verbiage is different, but they're both unofficial shit, you know? That's why you got to take it with a grain of salt, because it could be fucking fake, you know? Or should we just not report on rumors and leaks anymore?
Rumors and leaks are different than reports.
All right, now you're being semantic. But anyway, that's what the reports say. We'll see what happens. But I could be wrong, but the leak report, whatever the fuck you want to call it, makes sense to me, because that's how you get people in to your service, you know?
Yeah, like Manny mentioned, they Netflix said that they want to make this like an event. So it wouldn't make sense to make it a multiple episode, multiple day event. But in the Netflix fashion, they release all their shit at the same time.
I was just about to bring that up. Because go ahead.
It depends.
Oh.
Some shows have, like Stranger Things, they decided they were going to release that like on a weekly basis to have people come back. So that's the last season of Stranger Things. So it depends on whatever they decide will do it. If they decide to do it this other one way, where they're like, there's three, do the silly three episodes, and then at 6 hours later, it shows up on fucking YouTube.
Yeah. By the way, Brett, here you go. So apparently this three episode thing is from that Portugal thing you were just talking about.
Yeah, I know.
So check this out. Episode one listed at 23 minutes, 37 seconds. Episode two listed at 24 minutes, 41 seconds. Episode three listed as 18 minutes, 29 seconds. So there you go. Mm-hmm. Again, grain of salt, people, because you never know. Fucking Portuguese shit, you know.
Also, people love to do those goofy screenshots.
It's not, yeah, right.
It's not that it's
AI,
not that
baby. You know,
if it was Brazil,
it was Brazil though.
I mean, all you really need to do is just get put together a thing that looks like Netflix and Photoshop, and then just take a fucking picture of it.
Or AI that shit, you know.
I mean, either way. I mean, you know, granted, you know, you could look for AI bullshittery over it.
Yeah, it's interesting. But yeah, going back to the original topic, then we'll move on. The $100 is not deterring people for a fucking pre-order for a game that doesn't physically exist. It's interesting, man.
Welcome to dystopia.
Yeah. All right, let's move on. Manny's most anticipated game of the year. Wolverine. Manny, you got in trouble, didn't you, on Twitter?
Yeah, I just said that because last week or the week before I canceled my Wolf and then I transferred it to Control Resonant. So I just put that on Twitter, you know, today. I'm like, hey, yeah, I put up I canned my Wolverine pre-order and I applied it to Control Resonant. And I put whatever new footage of the Sentinel that's been putting on. All of a sudden, internet wanted my head.
And it's talk about my Wolverine.
It's such a benign statement. I'm like, I didn't say anything about Wolverine because apparently people don't like any of the footage that's come, by the way. They're like saying generic and all. I didn't say any of that shit.
Manny, would you say that the internet's claws came out? The
internet's claws came out. They all went like, yeah. Like,
yeah. So Manny, I got a question.
Yeah, what's up?
So, well, not even a question. It's more an observation. And here's, you know, this is an Insomniac thing. Mm-hmm. For Wolverine, don't be surprised if the story is not that great. Because Insomniac has not made a great story, in my opinion, for any of their games. I mean, so the thing...
Yeah, their games are, like, they're passable. Like, their stories are passable enough to get you from moment to moment.
Yeah. And you know... Yeah. Their claim to fame is the gameplay. The gameplay and, you know, the guns with, you know, Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah.
But, you know, with Spider-Man, the gameplay was a crack. Everyone fell in love with that gameplay so much that they put it on the freaking brand new day movie. So if Wolverine does not have the gameplay that you feel like it's going to satisfy it, then you're not going to like the game.
Shit. That's a good point.
I mean, like, here's the thing. Like, to be honest, that game, I'm going to say this, and apparently people saw this as a knock for the game. It kind of looks like a modern remake of fucking X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Yeah, but not a great remake, you know?
I mean, it looks like a lot of the way that, you know, the setups are the same. A lot of the characters that they're using in it are the same.
Yeah,
like a lot of the way that, you know, the way he leaps at people is the same. So I mean, a lot of, you know, people don't talk about this, but Spider-Man, the PS4 Spider-Man, it's kind of a remake of the PlayStation 2 movie Spider-Man game.
Yeah,
even down to the point
there's no X-Men in this one.
That's right.
Before you get worried about
there's X-Men and the X-Men Origins Wolverine game, and in fact, it's the same X-Men.
No, this Wolverine
this one takes place
in a universe where X-Men never existed.
It never existed, yeah. Fucking
which, bullshit. Also, I gotta say, like, way to go, guys. So, just to make sure that I understand this correctly, the main, like, ally that you have in this game is the bad guy from the most recent Spider-Man movie.
Yeah.
That's not gonna confuse people at all.
Wait, is this a Sony Disney thing issue or
no? He's just saying if you were to watch the Spider-Man movie and you jump into this game, you'd be like, wait a minute, like that's interesting. You know, let's not spoil it, but you know, you will. But Brett, your point is true. Your point is true. You'd be like, wait a minute. You know,
yeah.
I don't really see them worrying about story in the like. Just from the bits that I've seen, it seems like it's kind of an afterthought.
I agree.
Yeah, again, it's an excuse to get you from moment to moment. I mean, I'm not expecting this tour divorce plot thing. It's a fucking Wolverine game. I mean, what is Wolverine gonna do? He's gonna fight some fucking ninjas. He's gonna beat up a bunch of people, chop some heads off. What else is there to really expect? And that's sort of the reasoning with Control. I'm like, I don't know much about Control. All I know is that it has a combat to it, and it's got like a gravity, where in other words, you can stick. I'm like, all right, I'll go with it. And I don't know anything about what's going on. You can kind of guess whatever the plot of the war. You don't know whatever the specifics are, but you know what you're going to be doing. You're going to fight Sabretooth. You're going to fight fucking Mystique at some point. You're probably going to fight Mr. Sinister. You know, you know what I mean?
I mean, yeah. If it's fair, most short guys I know are usually perpetually angry too. So I'm not really sure if you need a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, maybe some side characters will show up. Maybe you'll fight Gambit at some point.
I'm pretty sure it's gonna be Wolverine stab. That's gonna be fine. Yeah,
that's it. I mean, that I have no issue with the game. I just felt like it's something I didn't need to play right away, at least for me. I mean, you know, there's plenty of people out there, Wolverine, you know, you say Wolverine and they'll just jump on it. And that's a lot of the people
coming
at me, you know, are like, oh, you're not gonna, you can't get this game. You gotta get the Wolverine. Like, is Wolverine gonna disappear from the shelves or from the stores as soon as I don't do it? No, it's gonna still be there, and it will
by 2028.
It'll probably be cheaper. So yeah, I'll make sure to get it before 2028 on disc. That's the time frame.
Yeah, Rich, get in here, bro.
Okay, so a few quick comments to make. First and foremost, I would like to know. Those people that came at Manny, I just have to ask the question, are they also a part of the no diss, no buy movement?
Okay.
That's a good question.
No, actually, they are not a part of the. In fact, some of the new no diss, no buy guys were like, yeah, I don't want to buy Wolverine either.
Yeah, no, Manny's getting attacked by classic PlayStation ponies.
I'm getting attacked by what I like to call the new breed of Sony fans, which are the assholes that like act like the old Xbox 360 days assholes.
Hey Manny, mm-hmm. did kid you ever think that you'd be being picked on for not liking Wolverine?
I don't like Wolverine, but it's such a
I'm just saying, like, what a way for things to flip on their head. Like, I used to get bullied for liking Wolverine too much. Now you're getting bullied for not liking Wolverine enough.
Yeah, you're not liking Wolverine enough. Like, what does it make any sense?
How the turns have tabled.
How dare you not like X-Men, Manny?
Man, get these tourists out of our fucking hobby, man. Anyway, go ahead, Rich.
I want to introduce a new term. It's called normie nerd.
Normie, excuse me. I like this normie nerd.
Normie nerd. You know what that is?
Yeah.
It's essentially the guys that sit up on the surface who only watch the fucking movie and think that or the
cartoon
or the cartoon and think that is the original.
Yeah, I like that.
They even start to question games like the Wolverine game for shipping Jean Grey and fucking Wolverine.
Don't get me started on that.
Normie nerd.
Yeah.
Exasperated sigh.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still going to call them what I've always called them, tourists, but I like that term normie nerd because they are fucking tourists. And Brett, I know you feel me on that. Get out of our motherfucking hobbies, you motherfuckers. We bled for this shit. You know? We bled for this shit. You know, what the fuck did you do? You showed up and watched a fucking movie. And now you think you're an expert and you're calling me a tourist because I don't watch these fucking new movies or read your latest shitty comics? Fuck you. You know, I was there from the beginning, you know? Anyway, normie nerd, I like that.
In lieu of defense, I would like to simply point to my 1993 Marvel Masterpiece Collection, or 1995 Marvel Masterpiece Collection, through 1997 Marvel Masterpiece Collection, all finished, thank you much.
See, that's how you do it. These motherfuckers, Brett, these motherfuckers don't know, bro. They don't know. They jumped on a bandwagon with fucking Avengers in 2008. You know, where the fuck it came out.
They're asking silly questions. Why Star-Lord doesn't have a helm with red goggles on? And why
these guys think Omega Red is a soda?
Oh my god!
It's why Mystique in the new Wolverine game does the Mystique change like she does in the fucking Fox films, as opposed to the way she used to do it.
Yeah.
Because the people are most familiar with that version.
Anyway, so
feedback loop.
Yeah,
brought up Mystique. Like they apparently they change some bullshit for the normie nerds, and then they fucking retcon it back into the comic books where it makes no fucking sense, to the point where like Mystique, her power is now genetic, which opened up the can of worms where Mystique got herself pregnant. She's the daddy.
Yeah, I know, it's fucking insane.
Thanks, Fox. I blame that on you.
Yeah, fucking. But yeah, so there was a Wolverine, apparently a Wolverine preview that people got to play. So, Rich, you wanted to say something real quick?
It's on Netflix?
No, it's gameplay preview. You know, the press got to check it out. That's a good one.
So, I just was going to say, yeah, I did see some of the preview coverage of the game. I guess, it looks like it could be an okay game from a gameplay standpoint, but I do want to go to the point that Carlos made about the story. And like I said, we will revisit the accountability room later this year. But I will say this, what interests me about the story is it's written by the same guy that did Spec Ops The Line. So I kind of think there has to be more to the story. It can't just be, you know, this is a horrible story. There got to be something else to it, or it is garbage. So we need to revisit that later to see what that's all about. But the last point I was going to make is I do agree with Manny's point. The game will be there. I actually am more excited for Control, Resonant, Omnimusha. A lot of these games are coming out in September. So I don't know why people would be, trying to argue for this game. Because, yeah, there's a lot of stuff coming out in September, and you're not going to get a chance to play every game at launch. So
exactly. So, you know, just wait it out. You know, pick the one you want, and then come back later. It's not nothing. And I said, like a couple of people, I said, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, it needs to be there. I gotta be there.
Again, I was looking through the thread. Man, yeah, you made the mistake. You actually replied to these people. So you got to do what I do. You throw your bomb and you walk away. You don't look back, you know? I don't reply at all to fucking threats. I'm like, I say my piece and move on, you know? Then motherfuckers go crazy. But yeah, I want to read some of the highlights here from an account called Kami13. So, because I didn't watch, obviously, me and Rich were not special enough to attend this preview event, so we have to hear about it from other sources. So 60 frames per second with ray tracing by default on the base PS5. Mission Replay and New Game Plus will be available at launch. The story is receiving a lot of praise. Yeah, the 1 hour you played? Fuck out of here. Basic attacks consist of claws, powerful kicks, and parries. There are also special abilities like Tornado Spin and Knee Breaker. There are time trials called Nightmare Trials, accessed via Nightmare Doors. I don't know what that is. Attacks build up your rage meter, which has 3 tiers. Each tier unlocks new combat abilities and significantly more powerful attacks. Tier 2 unlocks Last Stand. Tier 3 unlocks Critical Strike Takedowns. Some fights will team up combos with Mystique or Sabretooth at your side. Wolverine, Sabretooth, and Mystique are part of three-person team known as, Brett, Team X. Led by Nathaniel Essex, by Mr. Sinister? What the fuck?
Yep. Quick point, Tony. Do you want to take a guess who's playing Mr. Sinister?
Oh, no, we know that already. It's fucking Troy Baker. you know?
Yeah.
Because they didn't bother changing his face. But let me finish up here and then we'll get on. It's fucking insane. Use enhanced senses to track enemies and stealth. Wolverine's Origins did that. Wolverine has different outfits and claw types. I'm guessing maybe Bone Claw. All right. You can explore Low Town and chat with allies like Jean Grey and Mystique at Prince's Bar, a sort of hub area. Discover hidden crates with upgrade materials and secret collectibles. Here we go. Upgrades. Let's go. Logan can leap between enemies to close the gap. Enemies are, quote unquote, very aggressive. Insomniac reiterates that Wolverine is the only playable character. So no Jean Grey, because everybody's been speculating on that. And then, of course, we know this. The game drops September 15th. So that's kind of the basic rundown. Here's the thing, man. You're not alone with feeling this way. I was talking to a colleague at work, huge PlayStation guy, you know, and he's like, I don't know, man. It's something about this game, you know? So we'll see. But yeah, going back, yeah, the Mr. Sinister shit. Bro, you didn't even make him look like Mr. Sinister. It's just fucking Troy Baker, you know?
Yeah, I saw him show up. I'm like, oh, look, it's Troy Baker.
Yeah. Oh, and then back to, you know, because remember, like, ignorance is everywhere. I literally saw a thread, a motherfucker going, and I hope this was a bait thread, but it probably wasn't. The guy goes, oh, shit, it's Troy Baker. They just copied his face. He's like, have you ever seen this done before?
Yes. He's been in a shitload of games as himself.
Half the responses were Death Stranding, motherfucker. Yeah, he's
been in there's two games that he's been in there. There's another one too. It's also him too.
Yeah,
there's no reason someone asked that question. That's not rhetorical.
Yeah, like
no one knows who the fuck Troy Baker is and not know that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, come on. If you don't, yeah, you're right. If you know Troy Baker, you know what games he's in. You know, fucking stupid. But I guess they're going to call him Nathaniel Essex. They're not going to call him they're going to throw some stupid line. Oh, what he did was very sinister, you know? So stupid. Yeah, we'll see. Again, I'm obviously Sony's going to hook it up with the code, so I will be playing this game. But yes, Rich and I as well. But yeah, we'll see. I hope it's good. By the way, I saw this one comment, Rich. I want to get your take on it. They said this is like a teen game that's pretending to be an M-rated game.
I hope that's incorrect, because I need a mature rated Wolverine game, not no kiddie stuff. You know, you slicing and dicing people up. That cannot be. No, they need to go full tilt with that. So I will be paying attention to this now that you said that comment.
Yeah, I think the reason they're saying that is because you're doing a lot of stabbing and there's blood flying. But you notice, unlike Wolverine Origins, there's no dismemberment. Not really.
Oh,
you know? Please correct me if I'm wrong. Because in that fucking game, every limb was flying, you know? And heads. So let's see if they're going to be about that life. That game didn't give a fuck, you know?
There is some dismemberment, but it's really hard to see.
Like, yeah.
Because, okay, so I've been watching lots of clips on the Twitters. And it only seems to be towards the end of a finishing move. Like, maybe they lose a limb or lose an arm or a leg or a head. But I get the sentiment that this is a teen game trying to be an M-rated game, because it just feels weird to look at.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like an M-rated game. I mean, okay, take God of War, like 1, 2, and 3. That shit was violent as all hell. It just kind of feels like it's trying to be violent without actually committing to it. Like, again, like, you see him stabbing, okay, fine, but then that's as far as it goes, and just kind of like, it's just not there. It's lacking something, and I don't know what it is, and I think that's the sentiment being raised there. It's just lacking something. So I guess once we get our hands on it, then we can probably explain a bit more, but yeah, it's lacking that weird edge to it that makes it, okay, this is like an M-rated game. This is like a, like, blood and, maybe it's guts, because God of War had guts, yeah, as in, like, literal guts. So maybe that's what's missing. I don't know.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah. Manny, to your point, I feel the exact same. I was watching lots of the clips, and I was just, my eyes glazed over just watching it. Like, the Sentinel fight,
Yeah, let's talk about that, Brian. What are your thoughts on that?
I swear I've played that Sentinel fight before, and I don't even play, and I don't even have the game yet. I don't know.
It's because you have, because like half the fucking games have I call those tabletop fights. You know, where like basically it's a giant boss. He's like fighting, you know, on a table in front of him. And then the hero is the little guy he's trying to smash. Every fucking game has that, you know?
Colossus of Rhodes, God of War.
Yeah.
There it is.
And the Brian, their weak spot just happens to be the arm.
You got to hit the hands.
Yeah. Shout out to Brett.
You hit the hand for massive damage.
Did you guys see that just flipped on? I'll pop it next time it comes back through.
Okay. Yeah. No, we didn't see it. It was wild. But yeah, Brian, the tabletop fight, as I call it, like to call it. I'm like, really? Like, I'm like, bro, you have a guy with fucking metal claws that can climb shit. Let him climb on top of fully functional Sentinel, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, just there was that, and then lots of combat clips. And this is what I had an issue with when you're reading the guy's preview. He was saying that the enemies are very aggressive. Okay, next time you watch like a clip of the combat, don't look at the guy who Wolverine is attacking. Look at the guys he's not attacking and watch how they don't move. They just stand there. It's really weird.
Shit.
And once I've told you that, I've just ruined lots of gameplay clips. Because then you'll be just watching all the enemies just stand around and just
exist. I'm looking at it now, Brian. Holy shit, you're right.
They're waiting their turn, Brian.
Yeah.
They're just chilling in the cut. Yeah, it's that sort of wait your turn sort of deal, where in other words, they sort of like do that. I mean, it could be one of two things. It could be something that they, because remember, this is stuff that directly, so they're probably trying to show you, you know, all the cool things that you can do, quote unquote, or it's an actual gameplay.
Yeah.
You know, they set the AI to dumb so that, you know, Wolverine can just jump on and some cool moves.
By the way, since the game's already been out for a few months, the final boss of Resident Evil Requiem also the same deal. It's just fucking hitting you, you know, with big arms, you know?
Yeah, he's a tabletop boss, too.
Yep.
People were actually disappointed by that one.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I hate to split hairs, but I don't. But I got to say, the comment of the enemies in the video game are too aggressive is one of the more wild statements I've heard. Like, isn't that their only purpose?
I caught that too. Yeah, it's like you want them to be. I mean, they're already not aggressive by waiting their turn. The fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, like I don't know that passive enemies is not an oxymoron.
Passive enemies.
Yeah. I caught that too, bro. I'm like, the enemies are too aggressive. That's like, what was that fucking dog game or whatever? Too many dog jokes. What the fuck? What? Carlos, you know what I'm talking about.
Cheese.
The cheese.
It was the mouse.
Fucking game about a mouse. Too many cheese references. Like, wait, what? Oh,
that was pretty hilarious.
Yeah. So this one, the enemies that are supposed to kill you are too aggressive. Okay.
Oh, mouse PI. There are too many cheese references in the game about a detective mouse. Like, oh my. I would expect it to be 40% cheese puns by weight.
Minimum. Anyway, Rich, go on, bro.
Well, also cut some dirty rat jokes.
I was going to say, that preview that had that comment, was that from IGN?
I don't know. The guy just collated a bunch of different things, you know?
Okay, well, if it was from IGN, then that's your answer.
It probably was IGN.
Why they left that comment.
Yeah. I know, by the way. Yeah, go ahead, bro.
Just real quick before I forget, shout out to Philly Fred for subscribing.
Yeah, yeah.
And just to tribute his comment.
Batman, motherfucker.
There you go. Nice. Go ahead, bro.
I have like one final piece, and this is the most egregious thing that I've seen so far, is it's not yellow paint. It's Red Trails.
I'm seeing that
in
too.
A chase sequence.
I'm seeing that right, literally right now, Brian. I'm watching that shit.
The only thing I can think of is like, okay, so we just ate all the yellow crayons.
Yeah, which ones are left? Just the red ones.
So somebody made the observation. He's like, hey, why is Astrobot yellow in that boss battle?
Wow.
Because that's one of the boss battles. It's literally a tabletop boss battle where you're
yeah. Oh, he's gonna hurt my hands.
Oh no, my weak spot, my hands.
Yeah, I can't use my legs.
at least in Hi-Fi Rush, they actually goof on that.
Yeah,
where you literally punch him long enough, and it says weak point on his head.
That's funny. I was about to say something. If I'm gonna break NDA, I got to play something. It was a boss, you know, and you could climb that motherfucker if you want. You know, it's full boss, limbs and everything. You may guess what game I was playing, you know, but I'm like,
I'm guessing Shadow of the Colossus.
Colossus, yeah.
No. It's a modern game. It's a modern game.
It's a great
game that I can't tell you about yet. Because I'll say this, it's an expansion to an existing game. And I think I gave you the clue right there. You could climb the monsters. But I'm like, there's no tabletop monsters in that shit, you know? So,
Pokemon.
Yes, it is Pokemon. You got it, Brett.
the tabletop monsters.
Beast of Reincarnation. There you go.
Beast of Reincarnation. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, Wolverine. There you go.
Yeah, it's what it is.
Yeah.
Play it later, at least for me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be that harsh on it. I'm like, you know, it doesn't look to me like it's something I need to.
Yeah.
Who knows? Might be a great game. But again, like there's more of a question mark for me in Control. Like there's like, I don't know what you're doing. Where at least they showed some of the bosses. Like what the fuck are they? This looks, I want to go with that. But apparently Twitter doesn't.
Nope. That's how it is.
The smallest dissension. Apparently I need to die.
That's how it works.
I gotta just agree with what Brian said, but for like the whole game, like I feel like I've already played this game.
That's the thing. I think that's Brett, the biggest
spoiler alert. You have.
I think the thing about it that I think that's like a big thing that is, it's just thing like video game the game.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
But man,
you know, I'm not, you know, gonna like, I'm sure there's a bunch of people that are incredibly excited. At the same time, I'm gonna play it by ear.
Off topic, but since we're still on it, you think these people are happier being ignorant?
I don't think they're even self-aware.
Bold of you to assume it's a choice.
Yeah. By the way, when I say ignorant, I don't mean that in a derogatory. I mean that in the literal way, ignorant of other shit, you know?
Yeah. But when you say, are they happier? Like, bro, I don't think that there's an alternative for most of these people. Like, this isn't ignorance born out of not having enough time or energy to do the work. This is just, they've reached their mental bandwidth and tapped out.
Yeah. Brett, you and I had that conversation off air before, you know, some people just don't get to that point. You know, it's interesting, man. Like, again, I'm withholding names, but I remember watching the Batman, right? You know, the Robert Pattinson Batman. And when, you know, we saw one of our boys who's, you know, normie nerd, as Manny would call, you know, and at the end, he was like, yo, who do you think that villain was? I was talking to him. I'm like, it's probably Joker. I'm just like, whatever. He's like, oh, that's obviously Joker. And he's like, oh, shit. Yo, maybe it is. Like, his mind was blown. Even though to me and Manny, he's like, yeah, it's fucking obvious. No,
it's a Joker.
You know, but
totally the Joker.
Normie nerd, you know, so I get it now. Yeah.
Nah, that's beyond normie nerd. Anybody that watches at least The Dark Knight knows that's the Joker. Yeah.
But he was just obvious. Like, oh shit, word. And no. he stopped just to think about it. Like, oh my God. Like that was the most amazing revelation ever, you know?
I think the thing about it is that a lot of people don't, they just watch. It's spectator mode. They're just not like fully engaging with it. It's just like, it's a bunch of flashing images and it's entertaining though. And that's, I'll be honest, that's a lot of this planet.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's just the normie.
Yeah.
That's normie.
Normie nerd.
Yeah, that's the normie nerd. Well, the normie nerd is like, I like Batman. Okay. You like Batman. Well, what comics have you read?
I
watched the movie.
Yeah.
Can the Throwdown Coalition come to a consensus on normie nerd definition?
Well, we could try. I can't make a promise, but we could try.
I feel like I'm a normie nerd.
You're not.
No.
You're not.
I don't think you're a normie nerd.
I know. Okay, go ahead, Carlos. Finish your definition there.
Oh, no. Well, I don't read the comics, and, you know.
But
so
you are aware of, right? You know that Batman.
To an extent.
To an extent, right? Like, in other words, it's a little bit more than just just like, oh, hey, this is that only version that exists.
Yeah, Chris, or see, Carlos, you're asking the question, which you, I would refer you back to, like, normie nerd, person who pretends to be in the know for nerd stuff, but really never gave a shit. See, yes. Also, tourist or poser.
That's it right there.
Yo, by the way, Carlos, I'm about to fuck your whole shit up. Yeah, they may not be superhero comics, but your motherfucking ass reads a lot of manga, so you can't be calling yourself a normie nerd.
Well, you're not,
you already know. It's the manga guy.
You're not sitting here telling us that the way that you viewed Wolverine was the original and only way that one should view Wolverine. You are aware of the comics and aware of the fact that you have not imbibed said comics, and aware those generally trump the source material that you are referencing because it is all derivative of said comics books. You know where it comes from, and you pay respect. That alone disqualifies you, brother.
That's a good point.
Okay, so normie nerd. Okay, so I understood normie nerd differently than when it was introduced.
Yeah, no, okay. I think Brett laid it down perfectly. That's a great summation.
Brett did it.
Because how many times have you come up?
I am the Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire.
How many times have you come up to us, Carlos? You're like, yo, did that happen to books? Oh, did this happen to books? These guys will just tell you, no, whatever you know about the books is fucking wrong. What I watch in the movies is correct. You know.
So even though I'll pull a Stanley here, even though I created the term, Brett and defined it.
Yes, you know. Listen, we're coming together. It's a team effort right now. You know. And
next up, Trump Falls.
Yeah. And Carlos, the question was pertinent. We had to settle that definition. You know.
Coalition of throwdown planets need to get together.
But yeah, before we go to the next one, I'll just have to say this: you're Carlos. You a nerd.
I'm not a nerd. Well, I remember we had a friend that really did not like that.
Who was that? Oh, wait, did he prefer the other term? Remember, there was a point where it's like, I'm a geek or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Is it Evil Chris?
It was Evil Chris, yes.
They're not the same.
They're not the same.
Oh, my fucking God.
They're not the same. No, I agree. I agree with that.
I'm going to settle this shit right now. A nerd is generally somebody who likes learning and high-minded academic pursuits. A geek is somebody who is very specifically infatuated with a single fandom or hobby. And a dweeb is somebody who is socially awkward. Dweeb/dork is somebody who is socially awkward. You can be all three, but they are not fucking interchangeable. And only the fucking tourists are the ones that think that.
Yeah, that's a good one. You know? That's funny. All right, let's move on here. Halo Combat Evolved on PlayStation is not going so well, people.
I'm very surprised about that.
Apparently, only 1% of PlayStation's active users played the game.
Damn. All right. I put my hands up.
Uh-oh.
Like I mean, not that I bought it, but I'm like, I specifically thought that might be it. You know, like, you know, people who may have not experienced Halo. Just like, hey, listen, I'm going to try this out. Or, you know, some of the Halo fans but they're just like, no, we're done. We don't want it. So that's Gears of War and Halo down.
Brett, are you talking to your dog?
Yeah, this bitch is laying in the middle of the goddamn room.
Oh.
Oh, man. Yeah, man. And it's interesting. It's like, and this is from an article from our boy, Jess Corden, but he brings up the point. It's like, if PlayStation fans don't want Xbox games, why are you bothering trying to cater to them?
Thing about it, it's like, here's the thing, like, it worked in two other occasions.
Only which ones?
Okay, it worked with Forza. It worked with the Honey I Shrunk the Kids.
Okay, game. There you go. Yeah, because it wasn't with Gears of War.
It wasn't with Gears of War. It worked with some of their other titles. Maybe it's like
Sea of Thieves it worked with too. Yeah.
Yeah, Sea of Thieves it worked out. So it worked out with a total of three games. So, but then again, like the car game, that's an
yeah.
And then the two other ones are kind of weird games with kind of the PlayStation fan base.
Yeah, go ahead, Brett.
What's left with.
Is it possible this isn't an Xbox PlayStation thing and this is just a Halo sucks thing?
Yeah, it could be that too.
Could be that too.
Let's just be honest. Like, Brett, to your point, only 8% of Xbox players bought this game.
Ooh, that's more damning. Like, I think Halo just sucks now.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, maybe Halo Studios just utterly. This is like the second time the charm like version of the game. like them trying to apologize for how badly they ported that original one.
Yeah.
Isn't this like the third bad Halo game in a row?
I mean, if you're looking at it, totality is probably fourth bad. It's like, they've been on a bad run, man.
I think this is an example of like, goodwill doesn't evaporate all at once. Like, and companies and a lot of customers, I think, don't recognize this. They're like, oh, if a game is good, then the next time a game comes out, a lot of people buy it, but they don't like it so much. And then the time after that, even less ones sell. And they're like, oh, well.
Diminishing returns. Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, what? Did people just not really like the setting of this game? Like, no, nobody fucking trusts you to be able to produce anything good because you haven't done it in years.
Yeah.
It's that.
Well, what's up,
Rich? You lose the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
Well,
go ahead, Rich.
Oh, no. I agree with every point that has been made, and I will add another. No multiplayer. So why the hell would I, if I hear that Halo is great, has great multiplayer, and this game has no multiplayer, why the hell would I buy or play this game?
I'm sorry, did you say there's no multiplayer in this? I forgot right. about that.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. Here's the thing. I doubt Halo is even a thing to people in the.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. I think that's what the heart of it is. Halo franchise has lost its luster. It really has. You know.
Yeah.
I remember. I think I read a report saying the fucking Call of Duty remake sold like fucking 8 times as much, and that's a remake too. You know. But the difference is, even though Call of Duty has had its stumbles, it's still a prestige name. You know, Halo was prestige back in the day. Not anymore. It has been for fucking years, you know?
Tony?
Yeah.
I gotta ask, having seen Nicki Minaj in Call of Duty today, you sure about that?
Oh, that's not my opinion. That's just the general audiences. They love them some Call of Duty, you know?
Although the luster for Call of Duty is going.
It's going down. But it's still a lot bigger. Okay, you insert whatever word makes you happier. But the point is, Call of Duty is still way more popular than fucking Halo. That's a fact. Oh, no. You know?
I agree. I'm just making fun of it because it's all turning into slop. It's all turning into Fortnite garbage.
In my opinion, Call of Duty has been slop for many, many years. But I'm not the target audience, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
who the fuck is anymore with Adam? Nicki Minaj in there?
Adam,
yeah, Call of Duty.
Oh man, he just loves his. He loves his shooty, man.
Oh no, he didn't like that last one. That last one with the giant.
Shooter man failed him that time.
Yeah. Well, Rich, I don't know. I don't know if you noticed, but he hasn't liked the last couple of ones. But he still always says
he's still
this
there.
Is it.
This
the
is
new
it.
One comes
this
out.
Is the one.
He's still like disappointed that they removed the third person mode in that one.
I gotta get it back.
Okay, I just think I just share the clip I saw today was, and I have to remind you, this was in Call of Duty, because I would not have thought this was possible. So in Call of Duty, Master Chief got picked up by Nicki Minaj and King Kong slammed before being thrown into the sunset.
Brett, are you describing Call of Duty or Fortnite? Because I'm confused.
Call of Duty.
Oh, man.
I was shocked because I was like, you're talking about Fortnite. Nope, that was Call of Duty.
Wow.
What the fuck?
To be fair,
wait, is this?
Yeah, by the way, Brett, this is going to sound wild. If it wasn't for the Nicki Minaj thing, everything else you said would have applied to the last Call of Duty because King Kong and Godzilla were in that bitch.
Why?
Because they were.
You're on the map doing your Call of Duty shit. Meanwhile, Godzilla and fucking King Kong are in the background throwing down.
Okay. Small Godzilla or like?
Oh, no. This big Godzilla from the movies, you know? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is it the Fatzilla?
Yeah, Fatzilla, yeah.
Okay, so it was an environmental thing. There wasn't like a player running around as a tiny Godzilla.
No, it wasn't that. It was an environmental thing. And sometimes they throw down in front of you and, you know, it wrecks up the landscape, you know?
Okay, that's kind of dope. Like, and I'm not even talking shit on Fortnite. I'm just saying like fucking clown world, man. It's even in the video games.
Yeah. Wait, Young Savage, is Nicki Minaj not in the game? Oh, he's saying no. He's saying no. Keep her.
Okay, I got to look this up. Because I will admit the video I had, it had both of them in it, but
yeah, no, I think you, I think you say no, not Nicki Minaj.
No, she wasn't like I think like 3 years ago. Yeah, there's a skin.
Here's the thing: Call of Duty has been doing this celebrity shit for fucking years. You know, this isn't new.
Versus Fortnite.
Yeah, no, but I Carl's even 10 years ago they did shit like that. You know,
well they did have. Remember they had a what's the name of that guy that got the allegations, the actor, older, god damn it.
Yeah, she's a microtransaction skin. Yeah, oh my god. Kevin Spacey.
And
that's
they
right.
got Jon Snow.
Yeah, they got Kevin Jon Spacey. Snow. That's the one. Was it Danny Trejo in one of those fucking games? You know?
He's in the monster one with Ron Perlman.
Yeah.
God, I Googled it and it's worse than I thought. I'm just going to read this directly. Nicki Minaj is featured as a playable operator in Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, and Call of Duty Warzone.
That's insane.
So they put her in all of them?
All three of those, yep. Featuring a custom pink weapon with pink Fetty effect tracers. What are we doing?
Yeah. And I think that that's just the multiplayer. I don't think that's the single player. But yeah, they got
skin. Not.
Yeah. Especially not this new one. Why the hell is she going to be in Korea for?
Oh, no.
Oh, but man.
Why not?
Here's the thing. Switching topics real quick, because I'm almost going to forget. With Halo, like I mentioned, there are people under 30 don't care about Halo. And the reason why this game didn't sell well is because this is the third remake of a 30-year-old game on a franchise that's in its last legs. There hasn't been a relevant Halo game release, in the last 15 years? Halo Reach? When was Halo Reach? 2010?
Shit. By the way, that Carlos, that's small correction. You weren't getting us off topic. You were getting us back on topic. I forgot we were talking about Halo. We got so bored with Halo, we started talking about Call of Duty instead. It's like, oh, shit.
Nicki Minaj topic was
that's
too
fun. Yeah, like, that's more interesting than fucking Halo, but that proves your point. No one cares, you know?
What's funny is I just brought up Master Chief and that wasn't, nobody cared.
Like, no one cared.
I wasn't trying to get I wasn't trying to get it back on track, but I actually veered on track and we still, nobody gave a fuck.
Yeah, that's what happens, you know? It shows how interesting. Oh my God. So Halo, I don't know, man. I don't know, bro.
I would have thought that this would have been it. This nope, is it.
This is it. Right? It's the one. Yeah, it is the one, Manny. The 1%. It's crazy.
I mean, you know what? And you know, I guess it's better off that Gears of War E-Day is a console exclusive.
Yeah, PlayStation guys probably wouldn't have bought it either.
You know, like, I just thought, like, at least for Gears of War, it's like, it's an old game. It's not like, you know, it's not like a sexy remake, right?
Yeah,
kind of. Halo is the sexy remake, right?
Kind of. But some people aren't happy with some of the aesthetics they put in there.
Some of the choices that they
but,
make.
But you are right. Generally, I see your point. But yeah.
Cortana.
Cortana got it. You know, like there's some little things that are not in it, like where you can in the old game, you could like jump out of the seat and then instantly jump into the turret.
Oh man. I saw that. She just blink into it.
Yeah, he fades in, like, I'm like, what is this?
Yeah. It's funny. I went to some gaming event recently and the PR guys were even talking about that. Like, what the fuck are they doing? Oh man. All right, let's move on here. Some layoffs, people. This time Supermassive Games, Adam's favorite studio. They made the Until Dawn games. So they're laying off 75 employees.
Interesting.
So yeah, here's the thing. Let's just be honest. That last game that they came out with, no one cared about it. It made no impact. I bet some of you guys were like, what fucking game? Exactly.
It's weird, like, well, yeah, that last, I remember people saying that one felt like a rush job, that last
one. Yeah, it's called Directive 8020. Yeah.
Then they have the new Until, aren't they? They're not doing Until Dawn, the new Until Dawn, are they?
Not sure if they are or not.
No, they're not doing that one.
Oh, they're not?
That new studio that they made, right?
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah. So I'll read this real quick, not all of it. Supermassive Games has announced, I didn't know about this. They have announced a third round of layoffs in 3 years, potentially impacting up to 75 positions. In a statement, developers said the decision was a necessary step to help ensure the sustainability of the company. We know the bullshit. Oh, they were everybody's not affected.
All the company.
Yeah, right. Not all of them, you know. At the time, it said the industry remains a challenging and ever evolving. Anyway, whatever it said is bullshit. But yeah, that last game, it said mixed receptions. I don't know a single person has played this shit, you know?
I gotta call bullshit.
Why exactly
is the industry so challenging? There is the largest consumer market share ever, with record-breaking sales being hit every single year, and a suite of developer tools make it easier to develop a game than ever before. Pray tell, exactly where is it so difficult when you take investors out of the equation?
To Brett, to out-semantic you real quick, I don't, and I'm not too sure of this, but I'll just throw it out. I don't know if there's record-breaking sales every year. It's more just record-breaking revenue.
Yeah, that's true.
No, that's a good point. I should have put it that way. There's a record-breaking amount of money being spent in the industry every year.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right about that. Rich, what were you going to say about this game?
So, yeah, I was going to confirm, yes, Adam did review the game. He had some issues with the game. So, yeah, I knew it was going to have some issues. I knew it was going to have some problems. Also, from my understanding, the co-founders of this company left in 2024. So, after that, that's when the layoffs started to happen. So, I don't know if the future looks pretty good for them, because they're still working on more games in the Dark Picture series, supposedly, because they did have a trailer for what the next game would be once you complete this game. But I don't know if that's going to happen. So
I mean, wonder why they left.
Mm. Yeah, it's a good question. Yeah.
I'd like to wondering who acquired them. Is this a buyout?
I don't think so. Not that I know of that anybody. NetEase, you know, fucking.
Is it?
I'm saying if somebody bought them, I wouldn't be surprised if it was fucking NetEase. You know,
yeah, if they pushed, were they embraced? The
yeah, you know, let's look this up.
No bueno.
Superman. Yeah, let's look this up because it's possible. Nordic Games acquired them in 2022.
Okay, so there you go.
Excuse me, Nordisk Games.
Nordisk Games.
Who is are they related to Nordic Games?
Nordisk Games.
No, it's not. It's not the same as Nordic Games. This is different.
It's Nordisk Films. It's a film company.
That yeah. Owns
them. Oh no, this isn't like an investment firm, is it?
It's a film company.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like some of these film countries are owned by investment firms.
It probably who is.
Are diversifying.
And these investment firms just basically buy shit, take as much money as possible, then dump it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like they do that a lot with like YouTube channels and like small niche
websites.
Entertainment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's a film studio that's existed, it was established in 1906.
So it is a Danish holding company and investment group.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
At least they are Nordic.
Yeah, right. They are Nordic. Yeah. There you go. Again,
headquartered in Copenhagen.
Yeah.
It acquires the European video game development studios, taking long term operational approach rather than acting as short term venture capital fund. I don't know about that last bit there. Sounds an awful lot like short term venture capital bullshit to me.
That's exactly what it sounds like. Again, like we keep saying, gaming doesn't belong to you anymore. It belongs to these investors.
Well, yeah, so they're not Supermassive is not a fully independent studio.
No.
So.
Nope. Since I'm looking at this, I want to get your guys' opinions. Let me tell you some of the other studios they've acquired, and you tell me whether you think they are doing a good job. They have acquired Avalanche, the creators of Just Cause, Mad Max, The Hunter, Supermassive. Avalanche, that was them.
Avalanche, just recently closed, didn't they?
Yeah.
Did they? Oh, shit.
They're Mercury Stream, a Spanish studio recognized for Metroid Dread and Castlevania Lords of Shadow.
We know them very well.
Shadow, yeah, okay.
And Star Stable Enterprises, the creators of the online multiplayer horse adventure game Star Stable Online.
Game of the year.
We love that game.
It's very interesting right there.
Is the Spanish studio the same ones that made the Ninja Gaiden a game? The recent one, not four, but
Mercury Steam? I don't think so.
They did Metroid Dread?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did Metroid Dread, Castlevania Lords of Shadow, and then Castlevania Lords of Shadow, whatever the one that had Trevor, Yeah, hit Trevor it.
So they did, yeah, Metroid Dread. They made an American McGee game after that. Then a game after that called Blades of Fire. And then
Metal Album.
Yeah, right. They did Samus Returns, the remake, the Castlevania Lords of Shadow games, obviously. And another game called Space Lords. Oh, fuck, that is interesting.
They go from like these big franchise names to like these Gennaro names.
Yeah. And apparently this American McGee game is a remaster, it should be, of their first game, which was American McGee Scrapland. Interesting. Okay. Space Lord, what the fuck is that? I don't know, man. But yeah, there you go. Supermassive getting hit with some Supermassive layoffs, you know?
It sucks, but I mean, especially if the founders of the company have totally just decided to leave.
Yeah.
That's to be the biggest sign. I mean, that they don't have, it's not that they don't have long, but it's you probably should.
Yeah.
I agree with you. That's like looking to the pilot for directions and just seeing an open window and a parachute in the distance.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So.
Yeah. All right. And the last story, and apologies, this is not another good one because it's all bad news. But it ties everything together. Okay, So Aliens Fireteam Elite on the Nintendo Switch was shut down with no refunds as owners become the latest victims of gaming's increasingly digital future. This is it, people. These guys paid $60 for a game. And after a while, they won't even be able to play this shit when it goes offline. This is the future that awaits us.
Like I said, if it affects mobile, that's when you start to think.
Yeah.
But if it's a game that's like, how well did this game do? It probably didn't very well.
Didn't. You're right. But you understand the point, right? It's like people paid money for this shit.
The thing about it is like people paid money for it, but it's like apparently it becomes somehow justified to them to just pull the rug, even if it do that well.
Yep. It's crazy, man.
Stop Killing Games was supposed to fix this, but the whole no disc thing subverted that. You can't really have Stop Killing Games when physical copies had been removed.
Yeah, pull the rug from under them. By the way,
I honestly think that's why they put the 2028 date, was they saw that like this Stop Killing Games thing is going to be a thing that happens, so we're going to nip that shit in the bud right now.
Yeah, Stop Killing Games is actually joining like a lawsuit from the Netherlands against Sony. So we'll see where that goes. But you're right. It's like, Brett, it's like, if there's no discs, what's there to stop? It's very evil shit, man. But yeah, there you go. That's the future that awaits you, people. You buy a game and it's fucking gone.
And especially like on a close to Nintendo.
Yeah.
They're going to be able to get away. Not even a PlayStation. But yeah, like there's nothing to protect people. What do you call it? You're not purchasing.
Yeah.
It's like what was it you said last time, Tony? It's like a rental.
I mean, pretty much. It's exactly what it is. It's a rental. You could have that shit for years, but then like they're gonna come in and take your shit.
There needs to be some other word for whatever this is called, because it's not buying and it's not really renting.
Yeah, but again, you know, if you don't own the game, you know, is piracy really bad? I'm just saying.
Oh,
I'm just saying. You know. I'm just saying that sentiment, I understand it, you know?
Yeah, like...
So there you go, people. Gaming. Isn't it great?
Yeah, gaming's totally great. I mean, like, there's nothing for archiving or any of that sort of stuff.
No. I need to be very...
Yeah, that's right, Andre, the okie doke, you know?
Gonna be very careful how I phrase this, because this is technically true, but still, you gotta be careful. The whole, if buying it is owning, then piracy isn't stealing. That is technically true. Technically, it is just copyright infringement.
Hmm.
And that's only if you haven't bought a license. If you have bought a license, it is a moral gray area, as a legal one.
The thing about it is also like sometimes they throw a little bit of legal rhetoric at you whenever you start games up. Obviously, most people don't read any of that.
Yeah. I'm sure end user agreement.
Yeah, I'm sure that's why those that rhetoric is in there. Like some games even have a little section that's just called license. You literally look at the license, or it gives you a link to wherever the license line.
Yeah, because your choices are either accept or don't play the game. That's literally it, you know? After you've bought it. That is correct.
So you can waste $80 now or waste $80 later.
It's amazing.
So like speaking, slight tangent. You know that there a guy from ID Software actually spoke about the layoffs, right?
Oh, really? What'd he say?
He was essentially talking about, I didn't watch the whole interview, but he's still working at ID Software. He's literally talking about how, like, openly about the process of what the layoffs kind of fucked up. You know?
Yeah. That shit is crazy.
It's fascinating that, granted, the ID people and all the Bethesda or whatever are under, like, the union of, so maybe he feels that he's somehow protected or something.
Oh, yeah, I know. But, yeah, they are in a union, actually.
So, yeah. So he's
remember,
like,
we talked about them last week?
Yeah. So he's like, this is how it went down. It's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, man. That's it. That's the show. let's start wrapping it up here. Rich, what's coming up on the Coalition this weekend?
Yeah. So, Mr. Adam Vale, Carlos Romero, and myself will be reviewing the next episode of Dead City on the I Am Negan podcast. I still need to post up the last episode on the website. So, stay tuned for those. They will be up this weekend. And I've already been playing a couple of different things that I really can't talk about. But obviously, I will give a hint to say that the Gamageddon has started, because September is going to be a very busy month, but also August. There's a couple things in August that are dropping as well. So stay tuned to thecoalition.com as well as the Coalition Gaming, and you will see me starting to talk about this stuff next week.
All right. Manny, what you got?
I got Dinner Date, number one, coming out this October, October the 7th, in time for Halloween. This is obviously the little tiny... what do you call it? Ash can version for Comic Con. So yeah, a book done by Joanne Starr, Fire Randolph, and myself. A little horror stuff. And then obviously, as always, talk about the Ninja Turtle cover that's coming out next month, I think. Yeah, it's coming out next month. TMNT Journeys number one, just like that. A further adventures of the most recent iteration. I do have some other things coming up. I can't tell you exactly when they'll be showing, but there's some pretty cool things. Stay tuned.
All right. By the way, somebody posted this on Twitter. I'm pretty sure we're going to see a lot more examples. They're showing the Wolverine tabletop battle, and then under it is a Ben 10 video game battle. The same basic premise, tabletop mm-hmm. battle. So I want to see it for more games, because a lot of games do this shit, you know? They've been doing shit like that since fucking the PS1 days, you know?
Yeah, the thing. Or even the Nintendo. There's literally there's literally a Sentinel boss battle that's in Marvel, the most recent Marvel beat-em-up game. Same thing.
Which Marvel beat-em-up game?
Marvel Intergalactic something or other, whatever the beat-em-up that recently came out.
The one I haven't played yet for some fucking reason. Something's wrong with your boy.
There is legitimately a Sentinel battle where you're hitting the hands and then it zaps you with the head, slams. It's same thing.
You know what else reminds me of, Manny? The fucking robot boss from Contra. You know, Alien Wars. He comes out of the wall. You know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh man, it's crazy. It's just the torso, you know?
The torso, because you can't do the thing. I'ma say it. X-Men Origins Wolverine did it. Full size Sentinel walking around.
Size Sentinel in fucking, like, what, 2008 or some shit like that. What the hell are we doing, man? We're regressing, you know.
And he had to damage his feet, you had to, you know, slash at his feet to get him down on his knees.
Yeah.
And then you know, you could do stuff on his face and break his arms and shit. That's the future.
Yeah, right.
So then what you're saying is that Raven Studios managed to build this in a cave with a box of PS3s.
Yes.
Well, it didn't run so hot on a PS3, more like a 360.
Yeah, right, the 360. I wonder if I got the platinum for that game. I think I did.
Yeah, you had that.
I did, because I remember getting the platinum while I was listening to the Warzone, you know? Mm-hmm. Just grinding and shit.
That's how long we've been around, yes.
It's crazy, man. All right, man, we are out of here. So make sure you follow Throwdown on Twitch and Twitter. Subscribe to us on YouTube, join the Discord gang, and check us out on your favorite podcast app. Links to everything down below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco. And tonight, I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next time. Also, play some games. Be happy.
Play good games. Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Peace out.
Brett Murdoch.
Deuces.
Richard Bailey Jr.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
And Brian Manjoma.
I just had a thought. I would love to play a Jean Grey video game. And then I remembered that I did. It's called Control.
Oh, shit. That's a good one. Oh, man. Yeah, I guess if Wolverine's the only playable character, I guess those rumors of Jean Grey being playable are shot down. You know, that should make some people happy. Because remember, with those Spider-Man games, like, why am I playing as Mary Jane right now? What the fuck is this shit? But, you know.
How do you know you won't be playing somebody else?
Right? Yeah, they claim he's the only playable character, so we'll see. I still think they're going to sneak something in there, you know? Wolverine, you're the mind of Wolverine in somebody else's body or some shit. Technically, you're still Wolverine, right?
I'm wrong.
Oh, man.
To be honest, they did say the only playable character is Wolverine, but that's not his name.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Are you hinting X-23 bait and switch?
Excuse me?
Oh, well, Chris, you might be onto something there. Might be onto something there.
That was Brian. I was just reading the
tea leaves. The tea leaves are slapping you in the face. Oh, man. All right, let's get out of here, man. We will see you on Sunday. Start getting them questions in. Later.
Later.
Peace.